For all the tips, head to SEN_track on Twitter or text us on 0499 736 736. Live across Australia on SEN Track, this is Winners with Gareth Hall.
Welcome back. 10:40. Fletchy just banging out the tunes this morning. Ollie doing a great job also. Miles Fitzner filling in for Gareth Hall. All thanks to Picklebet. We love them. They've evolved fixed odds betting. Get an extra place with every race with Picklebet's top four betting. What are you really gambling with? Free and confidential support at gamblinghelpline.org.au. And you can stock up and save at Chemist Warehouse. All your favourite brands at the lowest prices, shop in store or online. One of the most informed tipsters in Australia, Airborne, has been for the last 12 months, had an enormous spring. He's flying, he's a jet. His name's Mitch Lewis from Form Guy Breakdowns, and he joins me this morning. Good morning, Mitch.
Good morning, mate. How are you today? How's the early morning treating you?
Oh, yeah, no, well. It would have been nice if the boys come and said hello on the way out, but nah, just walked straight out of the building, didn't it? Not even 6 metres, as you know, 7 metres, I think it is, just to give away, but nah, none of that. But anyway, that's okay. Hey, Mitchie, we've gone right through the Gold Coast card. We want to turn our attention to Murray Bridge and Flemington from you. Firstly, we'll start at Murray Bridge. My value bet's been scratched this morning there, and outside of that, I didn't really like too much. But you were keen on a couple there. Where do you want to start?
Yeah, there's a few. So two best bets, and there's another one that has had some good market support this morning. So race 5, number 4, Cool the Jets, is one of my better bets. He's been hitting the line quite strongly. He's a get-back run-on type, and that's generally where you like to be at Murray Bridge. Over the 1,000-metre trips, he's up to the 1,200-metre today. I think he'll really appreciate this track. And the track's still rated as soft. I think that suits him. So I reckon it looks really good for him. If I went to race 6, number 2, Tap In For Par. There's been a pretty strong push this morning for this horse. I had it on top. He looks really well-suited. It's ideal track and distance for him. Last start winner, he had a few things go wrong in a similar grade, but he managed to stick on quite well. Jason Holder to ride. I reckon just keep an eye on him. If he continues to firm, I think they'll think they're pretty confident. He's in good form. And then my other best bet comes in the last. Race 9, number 5, More Sugar. There's been a really good push for this horse since the markets opened. I think last week you just forget about that run. It was just basically a heavy track. She missed the kick, had to come out wide. She did look like she was going to maybe give a little sight, but I think the wet just sort of got to her. Up onto this track here today is ideal. Two of her three career wins have come at Murray Bridge, so I think she'll be ideally placed there.
Beautiful. I do want to turn your attention to Flemington. We didn't really touch much on the Form Lounge, which is back, by the way, 12 to 1 every Friday. Should give your own show a plug. Shameless. The Standish. We spoke about it briefly with the boys, but I just get a bit nervous about a horse that I know can do a little bit wrong. I know he's a good horse. He gets 54.5, Sharipa, right? And look, he was superb last start, but you've got other horses in here that I think at 80% probably can give this horse a nudge. How are you seeing it? Are you just all over Sharipa?
No, you and me are similar. It's very anti-South Australian, isn't it? The two SA boys are sort of potting the horse. I'm not potting it. I think he's a good winning chance. It's the odds that scare me. If he was somewhere near 250, I'd be very, very keen. But it is what he can do wrong at, you know, that $1.90 quote that concerns me like you. And if they want to go forwards, Snapper and Poland will be there, making his life not too easy. He's only a young horse who does things wrong. I think you're spot on. I think he's a huge winning chance, but if you want to take the risk, all the best to you. If he was 250, I'd be very keen. And if you go back to his form only 6 months ago, he got done reasonably easy at Murray Bridge by horses like Validated and Wally West. So that was only 6 months ago. He might be progressive, but yeah, it won't take much at the short quote to go wrong.
Is this why? Because you and I have seen him the whole way through. And I mean, not a lot of people may have followed him the entire way, but it seems to me that you and I, because we do Adelaide, we're probably a little bit more gun-shy than everyone here in Victoria is like, bang, let's just load up. But I've seen him do things wrong. He sort of can get in front, lose his way a little bit. Now, I know the penny may have dropped, but I just think at that price, it's poison.
No, I agree. It's probably that we've probably, because I was a keen follower of him last prep. I mean, and I even backed him last start. For me, it's the price. I think he's a massive winning chance. Of good respect to what the Oxlades are doing. They're absolutely flying. It's just that price.
Yeah.
He might just run away with it, but geez.
Small nibble, the astrologist and snapper for me, if they turn up.
Mine, Curran, I thought. Look, two starts back, Curran beat Sharipa home, and he was two lengths off him last start. If they do go too hard up front, Curran's going to be hitting the line hardest, I'd say. So that was the one that I thought you could have a small nibble at.
Your best bets at Flemington then?
Best bets at Flemington, race 2, number 8, Golden Crusader. You're keen on Herman Hess. I think that both of them look the ones for me. I think it's a really good two-bet play, those two. It's the same thing. We're very anti-SA.
Yeah.
I'm just against the Aruga Mama.
He's lay of the day, Aruga Mama. Lay of the day.
Carrying a big weight, but it's sort of different gravy now. She's a good horse. She is group placed, but it's a pretty big test for her. I know she drops a hell of a lot of weight, but I think Golden Crusader and Herman Hess, if you back both of them evenly, you'll come out of it pretty good. And then the other one for me, race 10, number 1, Jungle Jim.
Yep.
He's continually being well supported as well. I just think he sort of, on this bigger track, he's going to take control of the race. I know he got extra pressure than they expected at the Valley last time, but I think from barrier 9, he's got a lot more room to move. I don't think there'll be so much pressure. Celine, she was unbelievable last night at Cranbourne. She's in good form. I think it's his race today, fourth up.
Anything else, just briefly, before we get to Terry Layton, right around the country that you just want to mention quickly?
Oh, no, look, they're probably my plays. I've had a little nibble each way on Wolfgang in the 2-year-old classic. I just think he's the map horse, in my opinion. And there are a few others like yourself that are keen as well, which is encouraging. So I think I give a similar price to you, the 20s and the 4s.
Yeah, appreciate that. And I'm in it as well with Wolfgang. I'm back to Highness as well. Hey, mate, appreciate your time as always. Go well today. We'll chat soon.
Thank you, mate. It was good to chat to you. Good luck, punters, and have a good weekend.
Mitch Lewis, Form Guy Breakdowns, superstar.